if you've never been in this facility before, we pray that you'd make yourself at home and feel welcome here. The restrooms are in the foyer. As soon as you came through the main doors, the restrooms are on each side. We have three quiet rooms. I don't see a whole lot of babies, but we have a quiet room over here and one back here and one here. If you need to go there with a child for a few minutes to help them or whatever the case might be, you need to know about that. If you have a cell phone, you need to be sure to silence it or turn it off. It is amazing how those things never go off until the most critical time of the service. Those things go off. So if you'd turn that off, that'd be great. Tonight, we're here at 7 o'clock, and tomorrow we'll be here at 10 and 11. At 10, we'll have music and a sermon. We'll take a little bit of a break, and at 11, we'll have more music and another sermon, and then we'll have lunch and a little bit of discussion around lunch, and then we'll be through for the day. And then Sunday morning, we'll be here at 9:30 for Sunday school. Everybody will meet for Sunday school together, probably over where we normally meet. The only class that will meet Sunday morning is the toddler class. So all other Sunday school classes will meet together. And Brother Eric is going to teach Sunday morning. So we're excited about that. And then Dr. Miller will speak at 10:50, and that will conclude our services. Let's see. I talked about nursery and cell phones. Yes, one other thing. We'll take an offering each night, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday morning we'll take an offering. And so Brother David comes strictly on a love offering. We cover his expenses, and then he comes on a love offering. Everything that you give will go to Brother David and his ministry. So if you didn't come prepared to give tonight, tomorrow, Sunday morning, we'll be taking offerings all those times. Someone asked me leading up to today if this was a revival. And beginning in the fall of 2015, I began to preach a series of sermons on revival. I think I've preached about 41 messages on revival. And what we learned in that teaching is that revival is a sovereign work of God, and you can't plan it. Now, you can pray for it and you can hope for it, but if God shows up in power, it's a sovereign work of God, and it's something that God would do. So one of the last messages that I preached, I think I preached twice on this text, is in Isaiah the 64th chapter, verse 1. It says this, it says, "Oh, that thou wouldest break the heavens and come down, and that the mountain might melt at thy presence." So revival is when God comes in power. And we pray that over the next 3 days, God might visit us in power. That surely he would anoint the preaching of the word of God with power, and that God might fall upon this place and his people with power. And if he wants to start a great revival, we'd give him the praise and the glory for it. Amen. I got up here with all the best notes, except I didn't have the right Bible with my notes. And by the way, just for your guys' information, we emphasize the reading of God's Word, and this year we're reading through a Bible reading plan that from the chronological Bible. And today's reading had Isaiah, the 64th chapter, verse 1 in it. Today's readings. So, praise the Lord. A lot of you probably know Brother David. I got to know him in about 2010. I always tell this story. I signed up for a church conference in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And when I got the brochure, I saw this guy from Arkansas. And I'd never heard of David Miller. And so I go to a church conference in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. There's probably 1,000 people there. It's in a big church. And Paul Washer was on the podium, I can tell you that. I'm not sure, but I think Steve Lawson was there. So there was some well-known preachers on the podium and on the program. But there wasn't a better preacher on the program than Brother David Miller. And so since that time, we've got to know him, and he's been here before. This is the third time, I think, that he's been here. As a matter of fact, we've already got next year, June 29, 30, and July the 1st. Those will be our dates for the next year's conference. It happens to fall on the fifth Saturday, whether that comes in June or July. And so next year it'll happen to be in June. So July the 29th, 30th, and July the 1st. Just a little bit about David. He grew up in Stringer, Mississippi. He moved to Arkansas in November of 1963. He graduated from high school from Scotland, Arkansas, and attended Southern Baptist College, which is now Williams Baptist College in Walnut Ridge. In 1994, Emmanuel Baptist Seminary in Atlanta presented Brother David with an honorary Doctor of Divinity degree. He was saved at the age of 16 and called to preach at the age of 18. He pastored for 5 years before assuming his responsibilities of Director of Missions of the Little Red River Baptist Association in 1969, a position he held for 25 years. He's been engaged in itinerant preaching ministry, having preached more than 1,700 meetings in the past 38 years. Since resigning as Director of Missions of Little Red River Baptist Association, David prefers the title of Country Preacher at Large. He and his wife, Glenda, have one son, Josh, and one grandson, Malachi, and a daughter-in-law, Bethany. And just for your information, Josh is state representative from District what, Jay? 66 up in that part of the world. Brother David has been active in denominational affairs, serving on the Arkansas State Baptist Convention Executive Board for 6 years, and is president of the Arkansas Baptist Pastors Conference in 1982. He served on the committee on boards of the Southern Baptist Convention and the Resolutions Committee, and preached at the Southern Baptist Convention Pastors Conference in 1987. He was on the Board of Trustees of the Southern Baptist College in Walnut Ridge for 6 years, two of which he served as president of the board. And he also served as a member of the Board of Trustees of Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky for 8 years. And I might just say all of those times that he was serving were at a time in which Baptists were struggling with the inerrancy of God's Word and making a determination to be people of the Word. And I can tell you from what I know, Brother David was a champion for God's cause and for the Word of God. And so he worked hard in those capacities. And you'll see tonight that he is still working on achieving his greatest ambition in life, which is to be a good country preacher. So if you've never heard him preach tonight, you're going to get that fixed. So this is the way it's going to work. I'm going to pray for us. We're going to take an offering. And then we'll have worship, and as soon as worship is over, Brother David will come to preach. And the way we do prayer here at Maranatha is we all join in the Lord's Prayer, and then I'll lead us in prayer. So if you would join in, we'll start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, we do come before you this evening, asking that you would shower this place with your Holy Spirit. We pray, dear Lord, that if you'd see fit, that you might rend the heavens and visit us with power. We pray for the worship. We pray that it would be God glorifying, Christ exalting. And I pray that it would humble us to the place that we see our need for a Savior. We pray, dear Lord, that when Brother David comes to preach, that you would anoint him, that you would bless him, that you would give him total recall. I pray, dear Lord, that when he preaches, he would not preach with eloquence or superior wisdom as he proclaims the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. But I pray that when he does preach, dear Lord, that he will preach with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, that we might see that you've fallen up on him and anointed him to preach God's word. And I pray, dear Lord, that we would be convinced that the word of God is the truth. And we would see, dear Lord, the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and his coming to pay our penalty and to take our place and to die for our sins. So I pray that you'd bless Brother David as he preaches. I thank you, dear Lord, for the ones that are assembled. And I pray, dear Lord, now as we take an offering, that you would bless the gift and the giver. And I pray, dear Lord, that everything we do tonight would bring honor and glory to Jesus. For it's in his precious and holy name that we pray. Amen.